اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
So we talked about how there are these two levels of guidance. That first level of guidance where Allah is showing us the way and telling us, look, this is what you need to do to achieve your goal. If you do this, you'll achieve this. If you do this, then this will happen to you. If we choose not to follow that guidance, if we choose not to follow that guidance, Allah is not going to say to us, I'm going to drag you on this path even though you don't want to go. And I'm going to force you and push you along the path. We have a free will and we have a choice. And Allah is not going to force us. He's not going to force us to worship. He's not going to force us to go on that path. And so this idea of misguiding is where Allah says to us that you have chosen not to accept this first path, this first guidance, sorry. You have been shown the way, but you don't want to go on the path. I'm not going to pull you on that way and force you. Rather, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you to do what you want to do. And that, because everything in terms of what we do, in terms of all the good that emanates from us is attributed from Allah, every action, every piece of energy that is in my body is coming from Allah and Allah alone. Allah will allow us to take the path that we want to take. He's not going to force us onto the path. And that choosing that path that we want to take is also done only by the power that Allah has given to us. And so when Allah says that Allah misguides, it means He lets you take the way you want. At the end of the day, the way you want to go is only being done because of the power that Allah has given you, so it can still be attributed to Him. But you have chosen to go that way. And so this is what it means that Allah misguides. Once again, we don't want just these theories, we want to see it in the Quran. And we see it in this verse. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whoever defies the Prophet after the guidance has become manifest to him and he follows a way other than that of the believers, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We shall turn him to that which he has chosen to turn to. Why is it being attributed to him? Because everything is attributed to Allah in terms of all the power, all the goodness, all the positivity that I have within me is attributed to Allah. I don't have any independence. And so it is only by His power that I am choosing and turning. So He's saying we shall turn him, but to which direction? To that which he has chosen to turn to, وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمُ, and we shall make him enter hell. Because everything that we do is only by the power of Allah, we even see here a very nice interpretation of this verse, وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا, and for everyone is a direction or a goal to which he turns, meaning Allah turns that person to him, because at the end of the day we are completely dependent on Allah, but it is our choice that dictates whether we choose the right or we choose the wrong.